This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So according to Rasmussen, some 30%, or two-thirds rather, of Americans, I should say, believe almost anyone can find a job, and that almost half the Americans still see work as the best way out of poverty. Now, wait a minute. That's not a government jobs program, is it? That's not a government program of any kind, is it? It sounds like good old-fashioned hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and perseverance might be the best way to get out of poverty. I don't know. I got to tell you, the Biden administration and the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they have their work cut out for them, ladies and gentlemen, to try to make people understand that, no, that's not it. It's government. It's government. It's not actually doing something in the economy. It's not actually doing something to further your own advancement. Nope. You need government to take care of you. Okay, so I don't know. They're probably very worried about this Rasmussen poll and probably having meetings about it right now. Folks, what we're doing right now is we're starting out hour number two of the Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody on AM 930 as well. And, of course, welcome to everyone along the GCN network, and good morning to everybody up there at GCN. And, of course, they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. So welcome one, welcome all. It is Monday. That's okay, because we are right here with you. Whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us this morning, because we have an awful lot to tell you about. Really going to be chock full again here, even on this Monday edition, as we start getting, you know, back into the swing of things, back for the week here. And I think there's lots of good stuff ahead this week. And, of course, we're looking towards Christmas time coming up. And I hope that you got your shopping done. Or if you're not doing shopping, and by the way, I have some friends of mine, and a particularly good friend of mine, they find out that, you know, they do other stuff during the year. They get what they need, and especially if you have to do some home repairs and things like that. Well, that can kind of eat into the Christmas budget. So, yes, some people declare that to say this was our Christmas present for ourselves this year. You know, and I think everybody out there absolutely can relate to that. But that is a really good question, though, about public, consumer spending, I should say, and whether or not it's really going to be a banner year for retailers, either online or brick and mortar. Well, we'll find out. But what I'm hearing from people that talk to me, people aren't going all out this year. It's not that they're not doing Christmas presents. It's that they are simply being more cautious. They don't want to overspend. They don't want to go too far, because inflation has already taken its horrible toll on so many. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program, of course. We do want to tell you, because I mentioned this first hour in the intro lead-in, and that was this story that we found on Fox News. An Islamic convention featuring Hamas leaders says War would end if nuclear-armed Pakistan threatened Israel. So, yeah, I guess this is, you know, just want peace. You know, we just want peace. And, you know, let's go to Pakistan and have a convention. And I was just kind of joking around earlier, and because I just can't imagine what Hamas officials do at a convention. You know, they get a great gift bag. Maybe they have a party by the pool. Maybe there's a concert or something. I don't think they have Cirque du Soleil, but there's something like that. You know, I'm sure that they just have like a lot of fun and mingle. And, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm a Hamas official. We run a terrorist group, and, of course, we're trying to destroy Israel. I mean, I'm not trying to be flip, but I am trying to point out the absurdity of this whole thing, okay, because it actually does kind of burn me up a little bit, Hamas leaders going to a convention in Pakistan. So this from Fox News, Hamas leaders and Islamic scholars met in Pakistan's capital for a convention last week and argued that Israel's war in Gaza would end if Pakistan, a country armed with nuclear weapons, threatened Israel. Their comments were widely reported in Pakistani newspapers and picked up by the Middle East Research Media Institute, which aims to bridge the language gap that exists between the West and the Middle East, quote-unquote. The conference, titled The Sanctity of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Responsibility of the Islamic Ummah, was organized by Pakistan Ummah Unity Assembly, a network of Islamic religious organizations. One of the featured speakers, Ismail Hanaya, was quoted as calling for nuclear-armed Pakistan to play a more robust role in the Israel-Hamas conflict. No kidding. Pakistan is a strong country. If Pakistan threatens Israel, then the war can stop, Hanaya said. We have lots of expectations from Pakistan. Pakistan can force Israel to retreat. He deemed Jews, quote, the biggest enemy of Muslims in the world, quote unquote. His words, not mine, folks. In this war are 20,000 children, women, and men have been martyred, he said. At this time, we are destroying Israel's most modern weapons. We have hope we will succeed. Well, once again, too, we also have to take with a grain of salt, and I hate to say this, there's a lot going on, obviously, in Gaza, in terms of the Israel operations going on there, but we can't trust anything Hamas tells us about anything. Remember the hospital bombing? So we don't trust whatever they say, but they are very serious about this, and it tells me something else too. They're not doing very well. So folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Second segment of hour number two, just around the corner. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there. Run, run, Rudolph. I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You know, it's interesting to me that with the specter of Donald Trump that is now hanging over the Democrat Party elite, the left, and the media and everybody, just, you know, that they are going to be, it's going to get more and more desperate to try to explain to you why somehow if you're supporting Donald Trump, and not everybody's supporting Donald Trump, I know that. This is, you're going to have some diehards who say, well, you know, I want one way or the other. They're supporting Trump or they're not supporting Trump. And I think that's just a byproduct of how our, you know, political system sort of pans out sometimes. But be that as it may, the far left is going to continue to tell you how somehow just even the thought of Donald Trump is just going to ruin everything. I mean, literally just ruin everything. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. It's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by to take your call this morning. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message. And we'll see it here and be able to mention it during the broadcast this morning. But the reason I'm bringing up Donald Trump, number one, is that I think we got another poll that talks about how GOP voters. Yeah, here it is, right here from Breitbart. President Donald Trump is dominating the Republican primary polls with 69% support, up 7 points from November, a Fox News survey released on Sunday revealed. The Republican is the clear favorite among GOP voters, with his support having grown by a whopping 26 points since February. Now, that's with these debates thrown in, right? It's interesting to me that the debates really never moved the needle at all. In fact, you know, of course, we've seen dwindle, you know, the number of candidates dwindle who could qualify for the debate. And some have, of course, suspended their campaigns already. There's going to be more following suit here, I think, as soon as we get through Christmas time. But nevertheless, and we were talking about this the other day with Denise Simon as well, and I think as well with Chris Markowski. There's nobody that's emerged out of these debates, regardless of their experience with Governor DeSantis, for example, or even Nikki Haley, and has been a governor and been ambassador to the United Nations and so forth. But nobody has emerged that seems to have that ability to catch Donald Trump. So now that is incredibly significant. So the left is no longer sort of counting on this idea that, well, somebody will kind of emerge and, you know, there's really going to sort of be a showdown in the GOP, who's going to get the nomination, and it'll be a fight to the finish line and all this. No, it's not going to be like that at all. Even James Carville, and I think we've got an audio clip from him we'll play here in a little bit, but he talked about how he's resigned that it's Biden versus Trump. He's resigned as Biden versus Trump overall. Now, of course, something could occur. You know, Gavin Newsom can come in and be the nominee if Biden steps aside. You know, all these things are in the realm of possibility. But generally speaking, right now, the nominees would be Biden versus Trump again. And it's not even close in terms of Trump, at least from what we can tell right now. When people start really voting, you know, things could change, and if they do, well, then we'll see how that goes. But right now, the far left is still going to be incredibly scared of Donald Trump, and they're willing to tell you virtually anything about this. Now, this is a clip we have. It's a clip that we have with Jen Psaki over at MSNBC. I want you to hear what Jen Psaki has to say a former chief of staff at the DHS under Donald Trump. Just hear what she has to say, and then briefly we'll comment on that, and then we'll go to the telephone line. So let's listen in.
Miles, one of the things that Liz Cheney's been talking about that I am also obsessed with is kind of what damage he could do within government without even necessarily breaking the law, like how he could use the levers of government to bend to his will. You've worked in government. What scares you the most?
Well, the possibilities are almost limitless, and I spent nearly 2 years asking that question to people, and I wrote it in this book, Blowback, but to try to paint that picture, to try to understand what he would actually do by talking to all of my former colleagues at different departments and agencies under Trump and asking them that question, what will happen in a second term? The biggest concerns for me are on the national security side. I think Americans still don't understand the full extent of the president's powers and things Donald Trump could do, bubble wrapped in legalese, that would be damaging to the republic. And one of those that I've noted is there's something in the White House called the Doomsday Book. And for the first time, DHS gave authorization for me to mention this publicly. And the fact that there are concerns that that book, which is supposed to be used to protect the country in instances of armed foreign invasion or rebellion, it's the president's most extraordinary powers, could be picked up by Trump and used for domestic political purposes. He could invoke powers we've never heard a president of the United States invoke, potentially to shut down companies or turn off the internet or deploy the U.S. military on U.S. soil. We don't know because, you know, the things that are in there, the emergency powers of the president, aren't widely known to
the American
people.
Stop right there. Just got to stop right there. Wait a minute. So you have Jen Psaki, and you have this is a gentleman named Miles Taylor. So these are things that President Trump, or any president, maybe it's better to put it that way, President Biden could invoke things within the powers of the presidency, within the law. But if Biden invoked these things, would that be destroying our republic? That's a good question. Second question is, why didn't President Trump do this before? Why didn't he get out the Doomsday Book and start leafing through the pages? You know, especially if Trump truly believed that the election was stolen, that there was a great travesty visited upon the American people. And I'm not talking about all the ins and outs of 2020. What I'm talking about is, what did President Trump believe? If he believed these things, then what would have stopped him from invoking the Doomsday Book at that time? If he really thought that the country was falling. So it's this kind of stuff, you know, say what you will about Donald Trump. Say what you will about his personality. Say what you will about his governing style. Say what you will about many of the unforced errors that he did make when he came into office, having not been in government or as a career politician and these kinds of things. These are things that can be rectified the second time around if Donald Trump is elected again. But to go down this rabbit hole of, well, he could do this, and he could invoke this, and he could deploy the U.S. troops on U.S. soil, and he could turn off the internet, and all this other kind of stuff. You know, it's amazing to me that they continue to try to do this kind of stuff, because there are other arguments about reelecting Joe Biden just don't add up, or just staying with the Democrat policies. They don't add up. That's why they will harp on abortion, right? They will continue this, even though it's been sent back to the states, and I don't want to get into a whole abortion discussion, but they will harp on it like they did back in the midterms. They will do this because it's a very emotional, a hot-button issue, so they'll focus on stuff like that. Then they're going to focus on, well, Donald Trump will deploy the U.S. military against you. I don't know. Did Donald Trump ever talk about deploying the U.S. military against you? Is there anybody who's ever really mentioned this recently? Well, was it Joe Biden who said, well, if you're not happy, you better have some F-16s because, you know, we have, or F-15s or something like that. So, you know, we have those, and, you know, and it's like, ha, ha, ha. Well, if Donald Trump had ever said, hey, I've got some F-15s, so don't mess with me, they would have run over and impeached him right then and there. Absolutely. Well, folks, stay right there. It's just amazing to me sometimes what is coming out of the media. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden heading out of town to ring in the new year in a much warmer place than Washington, D.C., where he won't have to deal with the sinking poll numbers.
President Biden leaving his troubles behind and heading to St. Croix Wednesday to spend New Year's with wife Jill in the Caribbean. The trip, as thousands and thousands of illegal aliens continue to flood our southern border, with people on the terrorist watch list caught trying to come into our country. Biden will start 2024 with a lower approval rating than any of his seven predecessors at this point in their first term. I'm Laura Winters.
Tonight, Santa Claus and his reindeer will be on a busy mission delivering gifts to well-behaved children worldwide. For nearly 60 years, NORAD has been monitoring and sharing Santa's journey on Christmas Eve. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, responsible for tracking all flying objects in the U.S. and Canada, provides real-time updates on its progress through the NORAD Santa Tracker website at noradsanta.org. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Little Saint Nick, as we come back from the break here. And we've got so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about here on this Friday slash weekend edition of the show, everybody. And Merry Christmas to everybody, of course, this weekend. And we hope that you have some great plans. And if you're traveling, you got some safe travels going. And we're just glad to be here, glad that you're there. And don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959 if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And, of course, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, you know, earlier in the program, we heard from National Security spokesperson, National Security Council spokesperson, John Kirby. Okay, so John Kirby also, you know, he takes, you know, questions from time to time. And there was another question that was asked of him. And that question has to do with the border. The question goes something like this. Can you point to one thing the White House is doing right now that the border is making an impact, or the one thing the White House is doing right now that they're doing right now that's making an impact on the border? I'll get this right here in a moment, folks. So in other words, what are they doing at this moment that is actually doing something on the border? Let's listen in to John Kirby's response to that.
A appreciate it. On the border, we're talking to CBP officials who say that they're resourced about half to deal with about half the volume of encounters that they're seeing, that smugglers are putting migrants more and more at risk by dropping them off in more and more remote locations. Can you point to one thing the White House is doing right now that is making an impact on the border, is making an impact with this current surge?
Well, one of the things that obviously it's a big part of the supplemental request, and should we get the funding we're asking for, it will give us an opportunity to put more Border Patrol officers out there on the border. It will give us a chance to increase the asylum court officers and help with that process. And there's some physical security measures that are baked into that funding as well. So part and parcel of the supplemental request was very much recognizing that more needs to be done on border security, and we're willing to keep having that conversation with members of Congress. I would also add that one of the things that President Lopez Obrador and the President talked about today was trying to work on getting at the root causes of migration. We're seeing record levels of people. More people are on the move in this hemisphere than been the case since World War II. There's a lot of factors, and part of that is, of course, dealing with instability.
Okay, so there's the explaining part of it, right? Now we're just going to start explaining again all about the border, and the president talked to another president, and now we're going to do what? We're going to get to the root causes of why this migration is happening in the first place. I would submit to you folks that maybe John Kirby should simply refer this question. You know how Karine Jean-Pierre, she loves to refer questions out. It's not a question for me, that's a question for the campaign. It's not a question for me, that's a question for the FBI. It's not a question for me, that's a question for, you know, the Pentagon. That's not a question for me, you know, this kind of stuff. She loves to do that, especially when there's something, you know, there's nothing in the binder. And sometimes when there is something in the binder, it's still just as bad. But this idea of we're trying to get to the root causes. Haven't we been trying to get to the root causes? And wasn't that Kamala Harris's job coming into this administration, that she was going to go to Central America and so forth and try to, and you know, really just learn about these root causes, because that's how they were going to fix the border, right? They were going to get to these root causes, because actually having enforcing immigration law or securing the border, that's something that's like a impossible vision of something. I mean, it's like that's like a unicorn or something that's it's a mythical creature that nobody can ever find or do. It's insurmountable. But these root causes, that's where we're going to win here. And so we sent Kamala Harris down there, and she said, don't come. Just don't come to the United States. And that didn't work, although she maybe thinks it does. But here's John Kirby. Now, here we are. It's the end of 2023. And what are we still trying to do? We're still trying to get to the root causes of the border problem. That is just, it's rich, isn't it? It's just really, really rich. But again, this goes into this notion that you have to constantly be explaining things. And the reporter had a great question. Can you point to one thing right now the White House is doing at this moment, basically, that's making an impact on the border? And once again, it was, well, blah, 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 this and that. And we talked to the other person over there, and then we're conceptualizing about the root causes. This is what we're doing. We're sitting around, and I don't even think they're actually doing this, right? They're not sitting around conceptualizing about the root causes of the border problem. This is just stuff that is said. And John Kirby just gets in these swedges, and he just, you know, they ask him these questions that aren't supposed to be asked. He's the one that gets them, and he tries to worm his way out of them, that's for sure. And so I give him credit for that. I give him credit that he could worm his way out of that, or at least try to. But obviously, it's not landing anywhere, is it? It's just not landing. Well, folks, we got a special treat here right now, here on the program. As you know, of course, we're going into Christmas week. And something I'd done on my podcast for a long, long time, and I was thinking we could do it here as well this year. And that is my daughter, My daughter Chloe, she has shared something about Christmas every year on my podcast. We've always gotten great reaction about it. And so I was able to talk with my daughter Chloe earlier today, and she's going to have a special treat for us here on the program. So let's listen in to my conversation with Chloe earlier today.
Good morning.
Well, Chloe, we're so glad that you're with us here on the show this morning. You've got a special treat for us, and can you tell us what you're going to be doing for us this morning?
I'll be reading the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2.
All right. What Christmas is all about.
Exactly. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
All right. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning, Chloe. You know, that is right out of Luke chapter 2, and it is the very essence of the Christmas story, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, Chloe, for joining us here on the program this morning. I'm sure everybody appreciates you sharing Luke chapter 2 with us, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so there, yeah, that's my little daughter, Chloe. She's 12 years old, and each year for many years, she's been sharing that on my podcast, and we've always got some great reaction to that. And, of course, that's because it's this time of year, and we wanted to do something special on the program to recognize Christmas and to just kind of get into the Christmas spirit, a little bit of the Christmas mood. We've got a lot of Christmas music throughout the holiday season here, and I thought it would be just really kind of cool to once again remember the season and to remember why we have Christmas. So, again, thanks to my daughter Chloe, who did a great job. And I'm just so proud of her for doing that. But, folks, we're glad that you're there this morning. We're glad that you're there here on this Friday/weekend edition. And we have so much more to tell you about. When we come back, Trucker Traveler Report is up. Number 2, of course, for the hour, and we are going to have a great song. It's a song that, again, I think we might have saved the best for last as we head into the Christmas weekend here. So do stay right there, because we have a lot more coming up on the program. Kyle Warren with you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dance a baby, lift the table under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, dance a baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Well, we're having fun. It's Monday. We're having fun. We are. You know, I know Mondays aren't fun. Inherently, traditionally, Mondays aren't fun, but we're having fun here, and that's what we do right here on this program, folks. It's the best job in the world, at least as far as I'm concerned, and we have you to thank for that. Our listeners, we really appreciate you, and we really are very, very glad to hear from you, either by telephone, 949-822-7959, or simply head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, where you can send us a direct message. We heard from Richard the Marine earlier this morning as well. So once again, Semper Fi, Richard, and folks, we're glad to be with you, and we've reached the second Trucker Traveler Report this morning. I told you we had a great song lined up, and to keep you going through this through these Monday morning early hours across the radio dial, folks, this is a great Christmas classic, but it's done by Brooks and Dunn, and I think you will like it very much. Let's listen in.
No!
Version of Winter Wonderland here on Country Music Monday on the program, folks. And yes, we've designated Mondays exclusively for country music when we do the Trucker Traveler Report. We do some country music other times as well, obviously, but we just thought it had a nice ring to it. Country Music Monday. And so there you have it. And, of course, we're heading towards Christmas time, so Brooks and Dunn, Winter Wonderland, and that is a great version of that song, folks. And I really like the arrangement on that, and I like all kinds of music. Everybody, people who have been listening to the show, listening to me for a while now, you know I like all kinds of different music, and we like to have an eclectic sort of gathering here when it comes to playing some of these songs. All right, so once again, folks, let's take a look at the weather map here real quick. We do continue to see there's a lot of rain, snow, precipitation, rain mixed with snow. If you're going to be in Maine, if you're going to be in Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New York State, almost the entire area of New York State covered in rain, in some cases moderate rain right now. Almost the entire eastern half of Pennsylvania is covered. Of course, Massachusetts, and my daughter's home from Boston, so that's good. She's kind of missed a lot of these this big storm that came through. But New York City, of course, covered in rain right now. Our new listener, Frederick, up there in New York City, once again, welcome, and thanks again, Frederick, for the kind words. We appreciate it so very much. Down through Washington, D.C., it looks like near Richmond, Virginia, down through North Carolina, down towards Jacksonville, North Carolina. So do be careful out there, everybody. We also continue to see some of these freezing fog areas, and this is going to be in the area of the basically four corners of Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. Right in that whole vicinity there, you've got freezing fog in New Mexico and Arizona, at least according to these alerts, and then dense fog on the Utah and Colorado side. So be careful. Also, dense fog coming out of I-80. If you're coming out of Nevada, right there at the line, all the way to Salt Lake City, you've got a dense fog advisory all along I-80 there, so do be careful. We also continue to see a winter storm watch in the Sierra Mountains. This is going to be just west of Mammoth Lakes, coming down through California down towards Lone Pine, again, west of Lone Pine. We got a winter storm watch going on there. Also, Wisconsin, looks like this is going to be in the area of Green Bay, and that means you're going to get some snow coming in there as well, and some of the visibility could go down to under 1 mile with wind gusts up to about 35 miles per hour. Indianapolis, Indiana also, of course, looks like they've got some snow in the offing there. It looks like they're expected numerous snow showers expected to develop today as an Arctic front sweeps through. Now, this special weather statement for that area heads on down towards, looks through Evansville, Illinois, and down towards the borderline there with Tennessee. So be careful out there. We're seeing all that rain. Hasn't changed much since last hour. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And, of course, we're glad, of course, this morning to have Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook again with us here for bright and early. Denise, for this wonderful, wonderful Monday morning. Isn't it great that it's Monday?
And they just keep coming around every week. Imagine that.
That's right. That's right.
We can't stop it.
No, we can't. And, of course, as we get through the next several days, it's going to be finally Christmas. Next Monday is Christmas, as a matter of fact. So, I hope you got your shopping at least almost done. I'm almost done. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say I'm almost done.
I think I'm finished. All I have is stocking stuffers.
Oh, good. Well, that's what. See, you are so far ahead of the game. I envy that. Well, Denise, here we are on this Monday morning. We've got, of course, U.S. Forces in the Red Sea repelled some, at least the last I heard, some 14 drones coming out of Yemen from the Houthis. Now they're moving more ships there, and there's talk about what the Biden administration could do Do you think they'll do anything, or will Saudi Arabia step up?
I think we're only going to play defense. We're not going to play offense. And I can tell you that we have the technology to see exactly where they're coming from in Yemen, exactly where they're coming from. We've got the ability to look at those, coordinates and to deal with it. And we've had that for a long time. And so is Saudi Arabia. So what's the problem?
So what's the problem exactly? Well, what I had heard is that the Pentagon had been heretofore advising the Biden administration not to do anything about this. But now we know that the shipping is starting to shut down. One of the largest shipping carrier in the world. Yeah, Maersk, and there's another one, Mediterranean, I think. They're suspending operations until further notice. I mean, this is going to have an impact very, very quickly, I would think.
Why do we have a Pentagon? Why do we have a military? Is it only now to be completely woke and not do anything else? I mean,
that's actually a pretty good question, you know, because it sure seems like it, because obviously this is a threat. The U.S. Navy, of course, typically holds these shipping lanes open as a matter of course around the world. But what's so special now?
If it isn't us, France steps in there often, and so does Britain. Where are they in all this?
Good question. Well, of course, one of the statements I saw was that, well, the Pentagon doesn't want them to anger Iran. I think Iran's already pretty angry, don't you think?
Why are we doing this? You know, it's. I was laying in bed last night thinking about all these things, and I came up with a motto for the Biden administration and for our Pentagon, and that's waivers versus bravers. You know, they'd much rather do waivers than be brave.
No kidding. We'll stay right there, Denise Simon. Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour headlines. We're going to pay a couple of bills because we need to. And then we're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon and your telephone calls. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.